Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, thanks, Mark. First of all, just a word of welcome to you. Just delighted you were able to make it and to join us in our service today. The whole sadness surrounding George Floyd's death and the impact this has had right across the world is just amazing. And we simply wanted to pick up with you today the kind of impact that that's having, not only across the world, but in our own communities here, and what our response has been, and especially in your place as a main member of our council. Thank you very much. Just a few words.
Okay. Thanks, David. I won't speak for too long, and it's such an incredibly complex subject, but I will make a few points. I mean, firstly, my name's Mark Blake. I'm a councillor for Woodside Ward, which is in Wood Green.
Yeah.
And I've been a councillor for 6 years, and for the last 2 years I've been a cabinet member leading on the council's work with the voluntary sector, with faith organisations. We have a faith forum that meets every couple of months and has been really useful through the whole COVID-19 crisis. Mm. And our work with the police and the council's work with young people, our youth service. I live in Muswell Hill. I've got three teenage kids, two boys and a girl, all of whom at some point have been to local schools. And professionally, I've spent most of my life working in the sort of charity sector. In the voluntary sector, working with young people, and most recently, up until this role with the council, which I do as a full-time role, I've been more sort of policy work around issues affecting young people, and some issues of around race equality and discrimination. And I spent, which is pertinent to my role, I did spend 5 years in the borough. I was actually a volunteer special constable with the Met Police, which is, I think, quite pertinent in terms of some of the issues that we're discussing. With regards to the murder of George Floyd, I think what you're seeing in terms of what's happening with the campaigns in America and across the world and here is just a great deal of pent-up anger. Yeah. I think one of the issues specifically in terms of the last decade that we've had a near decade-long campaign called Black Lives Matters, and in response to disproportionate and excessive use of force by American police authorities. But in terms of a response from institutions and politicians, it hasn't been great. It's been a fantastic campaign, a great peaceful campaign led by young people. But the response, if you like, of authorities has not been particularly swift, and I think that's really at the heart of the issue in terms of how we could move forward to take action. And obviously we'll be looking at what goes on over there, but there is also an aspect here in the UK, because racism in the UK is not an aberration. And I just want to make a few points around that and then focus things on locally and just leave some pointers hopefully for people to think about. I think the last 5 years have been a huge step backwards, and I hate to talk politics, but I've got to talk about Brexit. I've got to talk about the Windrush scandal. And the whole context, really, I think that created in terms of Brexit, where I'm not saying everybody who voted to leave the EU is a racist. I was on the margins, actually, in terms of the EU vote, because I'm not a great fan of the European Union in a lot of ways. But unfortunately, I think the campaign became dominated by a sense that all the country's ills were down to issues around immigration and migrants. And I vehemently opposed that. And I think it's opened the context where, for me, I'm 53 years of age. My parents came from Jamaica, so I'm part of that Windrush generation, if you like. But actually, I think the country really went backwards in terms of its discourse around race and immigration over the last 5 years. And I think, undoubtedly, as I said, I'm not saying everybody voted to leave the EU as a racist, but undoubtedly, Brexit opened a whole can of worms and a very negative dialogue around race and immigration. And things got conflated with it within that. And you've only got to look at the kind of rise in hate-related crimes over the last 5 years. That's the first point that I would say. The second point I would say is that any issue around discrimination, whether it's racism, sexism, homophobia, discrimination to disabled people, discrimination on faith, etc., in a context where you have wide levels of general inequality, economic inequality, as we've seen in our country over the past sort of years, increasing levels of homelessness, increasing levels of income inequality, just exasperates the problem. And I think what's been interesting is that during this COVID-19 crisis, for example, that the government suddenly, although they haven't recompensed local authorities, but they instructed local, and that's another whole issue which I could talk about, but I won't get into that. But the government instructed local authorities to house everybody who was sleeping on the streets, and the council has been busy finding hotel rooms for homeless people, rough sleepers in Haringey, and the majority of rough sleepers have been housed in accommodation. Emergency accommodation, whether it's hotel rooms or hostel spaces during the pandemic. So it actually says to me that, you know, when we want to tackle inequality, poverty, we can do that, the state can do that. And certainly that widening inequality, I think, is a context that actually makes things very much worse with regards to issues around racism and discrimination. Just a couple of final points. What are they? Central to the campaign in the UK is policing and the criminal justice system. And there is an issue, obviously, in the United States around the use of force and police forces. There is an issue in the UK around the use of force and police forces and disproportionate use of force with black communities. It's not at the same volume as in the United States, but it's been a long-standing issue. And if you want to find out more, go to the charity website, Inquest. We've got a lot of very useful information around it. We have a particular...
couple of more minutes, Mark.
Yes, yeah, I'm going to go around. Just very quickly, we obviously have a history in Haringey around this. We had the riots in 2011. We've had a particularly sensitive case of a young man who's been left paralysed, who was tasered in Tottenham 3 weeks ago, which has really raised community tensions on that part of the borough. And it's been, you know, an issue that I've been focused around. So you can imagine with that issue, and then obviously everything that's happened in America, and it's a very, very sensitive time at the moment in the borough, particularly in the east of the borough. So that particular issue in terms of how that interaction with young people and the police, I think, is absolutely central. And we need to see some change, and we need to see some real dialogue and movement on that, because it's been a long-standing issue. The final point, which I think is, you know, you want me to leave with a positive, is that I think the positive really is young people coming to the fore. And their commitment to change, whether that's around racism or the environment, or whatever issue it is, I think that's really, really positive. Because personally, I'm probably the one of the last of the sort of baby boomer years, and I think our generation hasn't particularly dealt with things effectively. I think we need a new way. So I'm really glad to see young people actually getting their voices heard. Collectively, because I think that certainly, you know, is a sign of some optimism. So I'm going to leave you there to enjoy the rest of your service.
Listen, Mark, before you go, then we're most of us, some of us are working in civil service and government and all the rest of it, but some of us are slightly removed from these really difficult issues. So we're grateful that it's good people like yourself who are not only thinking about the issues, but working through the intricacies of all the details and the conversations that you have to have. So bless you and your family and all that you're doing in this regard. And we hope we have a chance to meet up again sometime. All the very best to you.
Take care.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.